You got it, kid? You got it? Oh. We haven't done this in a minute.
Stop what you're doing. Put down the remote. Pick up the book. It's the final episode of the show that's a silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as your wife, the one-time guest co-host, then permanent host, who has yet to be in studio since our daughter turned about 3.5 months, it's always the afternoon.
Not sponsored by my drink of choice. Body Armor.
Body Armor.
Apparently a $5 billion company.
Yeah.
That's a Kobe-related drink?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was on like a Fox thing a while ago, like before he obviously passed away. This is
yeah.
In like 2016. He's like, yeah, I'm starting an energy drink. It's called Body Armor. I was like, I think it'll be worth billions of dollars in a while. And little we know, Coca-Cola bought it for like $900 billion.
All right. I like
it. Is it any good?
It's actually really good. I'm going to stay out of Denver, but it's actually really good.
Can I take a little sip of it?
Yeah.
What kind did you get?
Orange mango today. I had the blueberry yesterday, berry lemonade. This is the final episode of the afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda, and Rosie.
That is delightful.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh.
Wow. What?
The bathroom scene. This week's Curb. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Try to get the lid to stay up?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel that.
We've been there. We've talked about it. We've done it.
BC Diller says, forge a million to the Kobe fam.
Good.
Yeah, I'll allow.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Listen, money cannot replace a loved one.
Mm.
They were already rich. I mean, $400 to his foundation,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Amazing kind of money.
Yeah.
It's still, his death's still very, very sad. But.
Yeah. Didn't end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tragedy. And that's our show, everybody.
Hey!
So I guess, yeah. So first of all, we're back after a few weeks off. We didn't intend that.
Hiatus.
And then, we were like, you know what? It's time. Maybe we wrap this up, right? I'm trying to remember the conversation.
Yeah, I think we both said, this had run its course.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, hey, it's not The Walking Dead. It can't go on forever.
Right.
Okay. We enjoyed doing the show. I think if we had had hundreds of thousands of listeners, we would continue to do it because Ken and I can wax poetic for an hour once a week.
And we have egos.
And we've got egos, you know.
When we like to fill the airwaves. Listening to you, you know. Yeah. That's kind of what happened. And then it was like, well, I think we should probably consider wrapping this up on our own terms. And and we knew at episode 150 was coming. And then in the background was the idea that probably it was looking like GP, as we know, it was going to probably have to come to an end. And we did that video yesterday on the here. It's on the channel. You can get up more information and we'll talk about our answer questions. We're not going to get down on it. So it all just kind of synced up. Synergy.
Totally. 100%. I think that when we started this show, we started it sort of out of necessity for our own sanity.
Yeah.
Right. But also because we figured you and I had never done a show, just you and I together.
We never had. No,
we had
some shows we were trying to get done over there.
Yes. And they were squashed by non-thinking creatives.
It's just,
it is what it is.
And then, and like I said, we both got laid off on the same day.
We did, which was hilarious.
Hilarious. And then we talked about it. And then I said, I don't know, it's like a show that's kind of like a radio show. It's like The Afternoons, Josh Cam, but it will be something else. And we're like, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, call it The Afternoons. We found a tagline. We had a couple sponsors. We had Simply Straws. And then we had...
Mojito.
Mojito, of course.
And then the jaw-breaking one.
Jawsercise.
Which hurt me so bad.
Was it Jawsercise? Was that
Jawbones? What was that? Ikaika, have you ever used that thing that where you put that rubber BDSM ball in your mouth and you chew on it?
I think it's Jawsercise.
No. Is that the one where you shake your head and it has wings? Or is that another one?
It is Jawsercise. That's what it was called, dude. It was called Jawsercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got them, and I thought that I was going to lose my front teeth. And Ken literally has done permanent damage to his jaw.
Yeah, one day I sit there and my jaw moved 2 inches to the left.
Yeah.
Just by itself. It's back. It's back now.
I thought my mouth was going to, like, I was going to be just ripped in the face.
I believe the science of it.
I do. It turns out that I'd much rather just chew gum.
You know what I was thinking about that? A nice hard piece of gum.
Yeah.
probably does the same thing.
So I think so. Michael Kautzer, our buddy. Michael Kautzer is going to be getting this background.
I heard this rumor.
Going to be sending it to him. I'll figure out the shipping to where you are, Michael Kautzer. I don't know where in the world you are, but I'll get it to you. And then Anke Von Doren, the legend, she reached out to me on Instagram. She's getting the Positivity Report background.
Yeah.
We are trying to do, I haven't heard from Cold Cuts yet. I sent him an email. But all that merch is, whatever's left is left. Mm. If you want to buy some as a collector's item, buy some of the glassware, buy a Positivity Report mug, a beanie, a shirt, a hat,
somebody,
a hoodie.
Somebody stop me. No. Someone, they couldn't, they were looking to buy the beanies, and they couldn't find the beanies on that merch store.
So they might be gone.
They might be gone. We'll find that out.
Daniel Medina might be taking the bar.
Really?
I just sent him the dimensions.
Here's the thing. Medina manages that movie theater. I would love to see that in the movie theater.
I know. And like instead of that's the new like ticket taker booth. Thing.
Yeah.
He just walks
That'd
in with
great.
It.
That'd be great.
Yeah. My idea was to maybe put some like remote control wheels on it and just drive it around Burbank. Like
that's not a bad idea.
You know? Matt the Beard Man chimes in with a super chat. Thanks, Matt. I got to text Amanda. She's supposed to be on. Whoopsie-daisy. I got to send her the link. Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah.
Farts.
Yeah, Matt the Beard Man, who's been so generous from the start here. All of you have been so generous. We'll phone over all of you listeners going back to 2018.
We'll do a little highlight reel at the end.
Yeah, too. Matt says, I have a hard time trying to keep up with the content lately. Life has been super busy. I will continue to follow you all everywhere you guys go. So I raise my founder bucket to you. Cheers, GPA. Yeah, that's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah. I don't want to get to the weeds of the big announcement that's up there. It's a half hour, 40-minute video you can find out. But Josh will still be putting up content here. We'll be in and out. GPA will be in and out for the next couple weeks. Doing some shows. Yes. Ikaika will move home. What kind of home? He'll move to the Garlic Festival, where he's going to open up a booth selling garlic jam.
Ooh, garlic jam.
Yeah.
And a preserved garlic.
Ikaika, how do you make that garlic jam?
Yeah, how does that
I've
work?
Never heard of garlic jam. Garlic
what?
Ice cream.
Garlic
I know
ice cream
they sell that.
Garlic
I never had it, but
oh, it's
I
so
might
good.
Actually try it this
the Stinking time. Rose. The Stinking Rose.
Stinking Rose is good.
Right, right. All right, okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Ikaika, look for Amanda. She's going to be popping in there.
So given the opportunity for some comedy, Ikaika said, no, thank you.
Yeah, I know. He's good. He Mark Riley'd that improv.
I couldn't think of anything. So
No.
Okay. John G says, this has been my favorite podcast over the last 3 years. Thank you.
Well, thanks, John G.
We appreciate that. Appreciate that positivity.
We love doing the show. We'll miss doing
that's,
it.
That's you know? Big. Sorry. I'm literally distracted by reading the comments. This is most unprofessional. I'm just like, oh, Big Lou's here.
Big Lou in the house.
Oh, hey, look at that. David McKay's here. There you go. Garlic jam. Brian McGovern says garlic jam. I assume it's a real thing.
Gotta be.
How many dates have you taken to Stinkin' Rose, including Amanda?
Never taken Amanda there.
Uh-oh.
I myself have only gone there one time alone.
Same.
I went there alone one time.
Mm. On the Alone app?
Back. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. We did come up with a genius app on this program.
I still have that shirt.
Yeah. that's awesome. Stinkin' Rose, for those who don't know, is an all-garlic restaurant here in Los Angeles.
All-garlic.
It's on La Cienega. I went there one time thinking I'd get like a garlic martini, and I did, and it was amazing. And then I had just like, I just smelled like garlic for a night, and it was worth every penny.
It's good for your immune system.
I think. And vampires.
Yeah. Dylan Barris says, love watching you guys from Doghouse and Burbank.
Oh.
So do you think Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan Barry went to, every time we did an episode, he drove to Doghouse and sat there and watched it? Or do you think he works there?
I think the hot dog is the perfect accompaniment food for this podcast.
Just a big hot log of meat to put in your mouth?
Yep.
That's
the one.
Speaking of the Robbie Minute is here in chat. That's Robbie Smith.
I haven't seen Ed. Robbie's been texting us.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's the best.
Josh, let me ask you this question.
Talk to me.
How many Japanese ear shaving videos have you watched this week?
Weirdly enough, a couple.
Yeah?
Because I looked at my dad's ears this weekend. I love my dad. He's the best. But I was like, when he was sleeping, I was going to take a clippers to his ears. It's too much hair on his ears. And I don't know what my mom is doing. My mom's going to be better with this.
How do you let that go?
It's not like there's a couple little hairs. Like, it's popping out now. Mm-hmm. Because I am cognizant of the ear hair situation. I want to get my ears lasered. And don't even think about waxing my ears, Ikaika. But I want to get my ears lasered.
I would support you on this.
Thanks.
I would support you. I'm telling you, a regular haircut in Japan for the discerning gentleman and probably discerning lady includes an ear cleaning.
See? I want that.
I really want that.
We were talking about lighting the ear candle wicks in your ear holes. And I've done that before. It's amazing.
It's just the best. Yeah, well, I watched one today. I fell asleep. I finished some work. I was on Rotten Tomatoes today, did a fun show coming out next week, and I had a little bit of time, so I sat down, and I fell asleep watching my favorite video of a barber in Oakland. And I fell asleep, and then I woke up, his name's Kenneth Hogans, and I woke up, and this Japanese ear shaving video.
Shaving?
Was going. He had a straight razor in the guy's ear.
Inside the ear?
Yeah, scooping it like an ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
If you guys want to support the show, you can stream live here, obviously, and you can super chat. Our buddy Senior Film chimes in with just the $5. Great to see you.
He's the best.
Brian B.C. Tiller of Tiller & Sons, B.C. Tiller & Sons.
Oh, yeah,
Tiller & Sons. Farming equipment and sarsaparilla. Just same here, Josh. And Video Club Random, that's an Argentinian 100, which I don't know the conversion rate, but I believe that's $2.5 million.
That's right.
This was one of my favorite podcasts from day one. I will miss it, but I will follow you in any next endeavor as I've been doing for years. Also, the playlist almost reached 500 songs. That's how much music we talked on this podcast. That was a main thing here.
Especially in the early days because I could, we were recording at home and I could access songs. Then we moved to YouTube and Twitch. We couldn't play songs anymore.
Correct.
I'm looking at it now. You remember the first song on there?
Robbie Dupree, Steal Away.
No. Carmel by the Sea. Carmel by the Sea. Speaking of Carmel by the Sea, we have on straight from, not Carmel, but she's the daughter of Carmel, the rays of
Carmel
sunshine.
By the She?
Carmel by the She. It's Josh Macuga's better half, Amanda. Yay! And Rosie
girl.
Look at them cheeks.
Who just dropped her food on me. So
oh,
that's
perfect.
Nice.
Look at Amanda. She got all dressed up for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't see my bottom half. I just have sweatpants on.
And then Rosie, she hasn't been feeling too hot the last couple of days, but she's looking real sweet right now. Look at sweet Rosie girl. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
she's
goodness.
A little zoned out. She gets that from her mother.
It's like we're so anyways, Spike Owen was the Mariners shortstop, then he got traded to the Red Sox. Hey, she likes Spike Owen references.
Yeah, she does. I hope she does. She started doing this thing last night yesterday. We're like going like, "Hi Rosie, hi." And she's going like this, like, "Allora, va bene."
It's so funny. She's like, "Ah, ciao.
Ciao, 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 ciao. Hey. Oh. Hello."
You didn't do it.
Yeah, mom, watch. I'm going to do the drum thing, Rosie. Drum. Start me up. Start me up and never stop. Okay. I think she's kind of like, she kind of hears your voice.
Yeah.
She maybe wants to think it's coming in from the front door there.
She definitely could see him before we were live or whatever you want to call it.
She could
see him and she was kind of smiling, but she was a little confused.
Yeah. Do you guys just sit around the house and just interpreting her facial expressions into actual dialogue?
Oh, yeah.
Basically. A lot of sitting around the house and, yes, a lot of interpreting.
My Rosie voiceover is second to none. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
yeah.
the best. That's what I would do.
Which I can't wait until she can actually talk to us because it's probably going to be completely different than what we have put in our heads that she sounds like.
I never thought about that. Because Baxter will never get to refute the voice that Grace and I signed. But Rosie would be like, yeah, that's not me.
No. She's going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be hard to.
Her,
go ahead.
The pattern that she has created is, even when she was in the womb, is to do her own thing. She's always done her own thing. She's, as soon as we expect or, have expectations for her, she's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to do my thing. So you guys just stay out of my business. So I kind of feel like that's going to be the theme in our life, is that we're just going to, you know, she's just going to be like, yeah, I am on my time, my schedule. I'm going to do things when I want to do them. Leave me alone about it.
Yep, I love that.
Pretty much.
I love, I know. This
look, she's like, she's trying to rip the, yeah.
This is, as always, still kind of an audio-based program, but you should check the YouTube link out here, folks. Rosie always looks over and she's kind of like, yeah, you're right.
And then she rips up the headphones from Amanda's face.
Yeah, then she like breaks my computer. And, yeah, that's so fun. I know. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Amanda, for, you know, old time's sake, we might want a Josh McCougar report card.
Yeah.
Which is how everyone got to know you on this show. You've, you know, been present on other programs, but this is where you introduced yourself the afternoons was legitimately calling with some concerns for Josh.
I know. You know what's funny about that is when I was calling before about some of these concerns, many of them, not all, but many of them were kind of lighthearted, like, it's really not that big of a deal. The thing about the report card is that when real life stuff happens, like, you know, having a baby and parenting together in a pandemic, you realize like, ooh, the report card is like, it's not that funny anymore.
You know, there was a couple times
really
after any Comedy Store patio weekend, I was always worried about the next afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Because did we always record it on a Tuesday?
We did a lot of them on a Tuesday. Yeah. We get ahead of it. We would, I think, release them Thursday or Friday.
We always release them Thursday.
Yeah, like, yeah. But that's about right. Yeah, and then you got hired back like part time Collider stuff, and you come back over. So that was like Tuesday afternoons.
Leave the office at 4.
But Amanda, looking back, getting there at 11.
Yeah,
Amanda, looking back, this started in my apartment in 2018. Yes. 2018, 2021, almost 2022. 2018, 4 years ago.
I don't think we had just gotten married just when we started the podcast.
Yeah. No baby, no Rosie.
No Rosie.
Amanda, reflecting back, how has Josh changed in that time?
Oh, man. Not a lot. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
No, he has. I barely remember life before Rosie. I don't know if that's normal. I'm sure a lot of moms out there might say the same thing.
Fair.
Is you're just so, like, consumed with this adorable little thing who's pulling my headphones out. You're just, like, so all consumed. I have, like, no memory of life before her. But it's honestly hard to say what has changed Josh the most because we went through a pandemic and then we also had a baby. So it was like these two huge life changes all happening at the same time. So it's hard to know. I mean, obviously having a baby is life changing, but we did it in the hardest time of our lives. Okay.
This is the best.
So, this is what we do, guys.
This is all for this is
welcome
day?
To parenting. Yeah. Welcome to parenting. Yeah, she's strong. She's fast. She's clumsy. She's persistent. She is Rosie is all of those things.
I'm just gonna give her my prescription medication. That's safe.
She's a spider monkey, guys, and she likes to shake things. She likes to crawl into things. She takes a lot of tumbles, a lot of bumps, a lot of bruises. She's like her dad.
Yeah, the crawling right now is challenging because she is pretty fast and she never did the army crawl thing. She went straight to just
up on
perfect crawling. Like, I mean, I'm very proud of her, but she never did like the half-ass crawl. Not that it's half-ass, but let's face it. Like, she never did the like army thing.
She's putting a pill bottle in her mouth.
Yeah, that's fine. It's really good parenting. She just went to like perfectly crawling. So, but she gets so frustrated and she is still so little. Mm-hmm. So she gets frustrated and then face plants into the floor or the couch. And then she gets upset.
I just love that the thought process in a baby and Rosie is like,
Put it in my mouth. Yeah.
just what it is.
Yeah, like, put everything in.
Everything goes in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Look, she can now suck out of a straw,
which
is pretty cute.
So, hey.
Look, she's like, wait, I like that thing.
I like that toy. It tastes like Zoloft.
Oh, now we got, oh, yeah.
There we go. Oh, yeah. I've seen that look on the comic book video.
Oh, Mama's drinking some rosé, eh? Did you open that can of rosé I bought the other night?
Mama's a little helper.
I did. Honestly, it's been a week, so I figured, hey, what better time to drink than recording the afternoon?
It's perfect. Perfect. And look, we should address that period of time when the afternoons, quite frankly, almost ended early because Josh got this great opportunity with the History Channel show, and we didn't know what to do. And I just said, you know, Amanda is known. Let's bring her on. And that kept the show going. Mandy Oakes carried the burden of the show.
She really did.
I don't know about that, but I have definitely had so much fun.
Yeah.
Recording the show. And I, you know, it's very bittersweet because, of course, I love being with Rosie, but I do miss the days when I could be in the studio uninterrupted with my headphones on everything intact.
Those first few episodes we did when, like, Rosie was, when she could, like, either sleep or I would hold her or whatever, that doesn't exist
anymore.
That
does no more?
Mm-mm. We used to be able to, like, sort of go out to dinner. Now, not even close. Because I keep wanting to go to Barone's on the way home.
Yeah.
And it's never going to happen.
It's got to be like a bag you can put her in or something. You carry her in, right? I don't know how that works.
And I'm telling you, this age, and people did warn us. They're like, oh, man, when she starts moving and getting mobile, like, oh, your life's over.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, oh, those people are just complaining.
Right.
But
right.
Truly, it's so much harder to go places now because she's all over the place, which is amazing that she's super active. And I love watching her grow and hit milestones.
The swings of emotion.
Oh, yeah.
Swings her emotion. She's like, oh, pamphlets for Subarus.
Yeah!
Oh, what's this?
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah, she's a hurricane of emotion.
How many people in Carmel own Subaru Brats?
A lot. So many. Honestly, whoever's making a day trip to Big Sur from Carmel owns a Subaru.
Yeah. Ah, oh, Subaru Brats, man. That's awesome. What I want.
Oh, man. Well, babe, we're going to, I mean, you being a part of the show was so fun for me, and it quickly became Ken being a marriage counselor.
And it's fun for me. I want to clarify. There was one day on air, I said something about sometimes couples think they're cute. I think everyone thought I was referring to you guys. I was specifically referring to a married couple friends that I'm not friends with anymore because they thought they were cute, and they weren't. You guys, it was a lot of fun. You guys are different. You guys are fun. It got serious sometimes, but maybe that was needed.
I know.
Yeah.
It was. It's still needed. So we might be calling you, Ken, for some private therapy. Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Come over to the at-home driving range. Yes.
And putting green.
Yes. Ooh, and the putting green's back there now, too.
Oh, yeah. Has it been unveiled yet?
It's in the...
Amanda, what...
You're still here, babe.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you?
Where are we gone?
Did
Rosie...
It's a tab.
It's a tab.
Rosie's eating a magazine. My dog is a parrot. Or my child is a parrot.
Look at the way she's looking at the screen.
Yeah.
She's like, Dad, I'm eating this picture.
This is a picture of Kylo Ren.
It looks like Zara Lena Headey in a Gap ad.
Wait, you guys, I really can't find it.
I mean, you're here. I don't know what
you did. We can see you. Don't worry about it. Just talk to you.
Well, yeah, we'll get you out of here soon, but oh gosh, what was I gonna say? I don't know.
Putting green.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Amanda. What? Josh last night brought home the putting green from the studio. Any reaction to that?
It's in the backyard now.
No, actually, I mean, I feel like the backyard is kind of his place anyway. So I've let it go. He can do whatever he wants
That's great.
You know, whatever. As long as it's out of the house. He does deserve to have a place because I have kind of banished him from making a space for himself in the house. So if he wants to do that outside, that's totally fine.
All those scatter cushions need a home.
They do.
That's fine.
Babe, she's literally taking chunks out of that magazine. Like, I think her lips are black from ink.
Sorry. She's like, it's a high fashion. High fashion tastes good.
She does have teeth.
Her lips are. Yeah.
Look at this. Blowing the. Oh, yeah. Robbie Smith is right. She is dad's drinking face.
Brian Ward says, a cat is almost too much work for me. A baby would end me. It's not a lot of work, Brian. I'll tell you that much. It's a ton of fun, though. I do love being a dad.
It is.
She is so, and she's so cute. If our baby was hideous and kind of like the worst, I'd be like, ugh, God. But
what would you do?
I don't know.
How but would you address so that publicly?
Well, you'll never, the thing about having your own children is you'll never, you'll never actually think your own child is hideous. You'll always think they're like the cutest thing in the entire world. So. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, but other people's babies. There's some. We have some friends with some ugly babies, and ours is not.
That is not nice.
Babe, come on. We've been places with other babies, and people flock to Rosie right away. She got that big smile. She's super sweet. She got those big eyes and eyelashes. People love her. A lot of other babies that we've known during the pandemic are like, all right, it's a cute baby, but it's not Rosie. It. And we do have some other friends with some really cute babies, and I will give them that. But there are some other ones where you're like, listen, congratulations on birth.
Now maybe stay out of my house.
Yeah, don't be bringing in your kid.
Cammy Egan says that smile is too much.
Yeah,
it's a good smile.
As Amanda tries to get magazine out of our daughter's mouth.
Yeah, I don't see any, so I think we're fine.
Gregory Lieber.
Those teeth are out for sure.
Oh, yeah, they're sharp. They're like the edge. They're like they're mini teeth coming in there.
Yeah.
Gregory Lieber chimes in with the super chat. Yeah. Thank you, Greg. I will very much miss the afternoons. Having a baby girl in December, it became my audio girl dad manual. LOL, love you guys. Thanks, Gregory. I might do a dad cast. As somebody that fails as a dad every single day.
That's not true. Going back to the report card, you don't fail as a dad ever.
Is she going to amend the grade?
We're both learning as we go. Mm-hmm. So no, Josh does not fail at all. He's a great dad.
There you go.
Thanks. But you know, having a child when you're both learning how to be a parent and also how to be a partner at the same time is very tricky. So you just have to have good communication and also, and also. And also, like,
she's got,
I don't know,
she's got hands like angry claws.
It's hard. It's friggin' hard. But it's like also the best thing in the entire world.
She's got hands like a possession receiver.
I know.
Yeah.
Rosie.
This is a great time, Mom. Where's that dead? Drum. Start me up.
Yay. She's clapping too.
She can clap now. Yay, Rosie.
Those teeth really got me.
I got to give a shout out to our girl, Sheila Toner, who said, but Rosie actually is the cutest. Thank you, Sheila. Sheila, can you email me the likeness you want on the back of the futility box, futilitythegame@gmail.com? Sheila, I don't have your likeness. Send it to me, please. Thank you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
David Kay says, the dad for noons. Yeah, you should. That's pretty good. Yeah, you should start the dad cast.
The dad cast.
Dad stuff. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Michael Beatrice started writing dad centric comedy.
Oh, did he?
Good stuff.
Yeah. Our buddy Kingsport Cal chimes in with super chat. I don't know if anybody's watching the stream lives, but you can go to those as well. Streamlabs.com/goodpeoplegpa. Ken, I want a downloadable MP3 of the afternoon's theme song. I need that in my life, Mandy. I hope to see you involved in Josh's future endeavors. Well, she kind of has to be. We're married.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of involved in all of our endeavors.
It'd be weird if she said, bring your playbook to the office. Brett and Mar checked it on Streamlabs. If you come down to see Ukiah in San Jose, you might want to consider swinging by my place so you can see the FCL Star Wars belt, which is hanging on my wall. Anyway, thank you guys for such a wonderful community, and I will follow you wherever you lead. Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations on apparently a nice Star Wars trivia win. That ain't easy, Brendan.
No.
Yeah, Brendan's been one of our absolutely dedicated followers from the beginning. Special shout out to, gosh, I should have worn that shirt too. We have this old classic shirt.
Classic.
This is the Brian Ward design logo.
I gave my afternoon shirt away at a fan meet and greet.
That's the best. Then I want to shout out to Kyle Harlow, who's been here from day one. And Kyle Harlow designed that the NBA Jam afternoon shirt.
Oh, that was a good one. Which is so good. I
love that. So, Kyle, thanks. Shout out to Kyle for that and all of you.
And to Brian Ward for doing all of the afternoon stuff.
Yeah, the logos, that photo shoot we did on that Chandler bike path.
Oh, man, that was fun. And then we just added Amanda in later.
Just, yeah, like, I like that.
Yeah,
just dropped her in there. Yeah.
She's got enough pictures.
I will. I think beautiful. I'll miss the zone out most.
Yes.
I really will. That will be.
Well, go ahead.
Uncle Mark Ellis and I, we'll come over to the house and we'll start talking about, you know, that Lee Trevino drive or Lee Carvello's putting challenge, and you'll start zoning out.
Well, there's that classic ABC Wild World of Sports with Gene Sarazen and Sam Snead at Pine Valley. The only time that Pine Valley was actually broadcast on TV. Mm-hmm. Ken, you were there.
I was there. I'll tell you what, it was a great time. It was many events there, right? It was a golfing event and a luge event.
Correct.
Which, by the way, if you've ever seen
luge
golf. All
right, my time is limited over here.
She didn't even let the zone out happen, Ken. She's gotten cocky.
I knew what you were doing. I knew what you were doing.
She just shuts it down.
Shuts it down. No more zone outs. Babe, I love you so much. I'll see you when I get home. Thank you for being a
love
part of the
guys.
Afternoons.
Yes.
Thanks,
you,
Amanda.
Thanks for letting me be a part of it. And thanks to everyone for listening and watching. And don't you worry. I'll still give report cards maybe on Twitter if I ever go on. But
find a way.
There will always be a report card because, let's face it, he's Josh.
Love it.
Let's face it. I love you, babe. Thanks for
love
really, really making the afternoon special, as always.
It's been so fun.
Thank
and
if
you.
You
won't, this isn't the last to me. I'm sure I'll, I don't know, butt into other things
that you guys are doing. Yeah, we're still obviously good to know each other, be friends. But I want to publicly thank Amanda for saving Josh's life, probably, in the end. So thank you. Yeah.
Probably. Thanks,
all right, I'm going to stop at Barone's on the way home. I'll see you after that. Love you.
Oh, great.
Bye.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Big stuff coming in here from Ben Liebich.
It's pronounced Liebich.
Liebich?
Yeah, Ben is from Germany.
That would make sense.
He's a little help paying off those merch bills.
I'll tell you what, though. Liebich, you remember Liebich. That was that short-lived A&E crime series with Detective Liebich, the hard-boiled detective.
Well, yeah, so he was a German man that came over here. He was a detective, I believe it was in Detroit? No. It was in Grand Rapids.
Yes, Grand Rapids,
it was
Michigan.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
And Ben Liebich and his partner, The Dart.
Yeah, The Dart.
The Dart.
And it was Liebich is right the correct way.
Liebich, yeah.
But because his partners at the Grand Rapids Police Department, they couldn't say it. They'd be like, Liebich.
Hey, Liebich.
So he just like, I guess that's it. And that was like the first couple episodes is him kind of ingratiating himself into the department.
And his catchphrase, as always, when he walked on to most programs was, take it or Liebich.
It was. And that's how every episode actually ended. It was he turned to the camera and he was like, take it or Liebich. And the dart was a great
played, of course, by
Gabe Kaplan. Comedian Gabe Kaplan.
Of course. Everybody forgets that Gabe Kaplan had an amazing run of network television.
Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter, and then 30 years, Liebich.
Straight to Liebich. And when he because he drove the old Dodge Dart was why they called him the Dart. But also he was average at darts in a bar, but he thought he was really good. And they would go to these competitions. They'd be like, hey, Dart, you stink at this.
He's
like, I'm going to work at it. And he never got any better. But then in the series finale, if you remember season nine was the final season. Then fans got really, really upset that it went off there. So they brought it back for 8 more episodes.
Yeah, that reunion episode.
Which was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Then they did the musical episode.
Oh, always with the music. And Nathan Fillion guest starred on the music episode. It just was, and he was just promoting The Rookie. He was in his outfit for The Rookie.
Yeah.
Which is it wasn't even a good crossover.
Well, and it wasn't even part of the same universe.
No, it wasn't.
No.
And Liebich and The Dart, oddly enough, was originally intended to be Jessica Flash and the Green Bulb in that universe.
In that universe,
they were the hard-boiled detectives investigating
the spin-off from the CW to then ABC. Yeah. And in that musical episode, Ken, if you remember, there was a small cameo by podcast favorite, Robert Loggia.
Mr. President, I'll Stand By Your Side was the name of the song he sang, a play off his ID4 line that I love so much.
And because what we were always waiting for is because in every episode is that off screen when he would go, you can take it or Liebich. And then you'd hear Robert Loggia in the back go, ugh.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't like to leave nothing, is what he would say a lot.
Take it.
And then they canceled the show.
And then it was out.
Done.
They didn't even wrap it up. You know what the crazy part is? And people talk about the dart never hit a bullseye in any episode.
Well,
ever.
And they knew they were maybe getting canceled. In that final episode, it was guest written by David Chase.
Yeah.
Leibich and the dart are at their local bar, and the dart grabs a dart and goes to throw it. You see him throw, fade to black. Don't stop believing.
And people think, like, Sopranos, it's this mysterious ending. David Chase came out at, like, a Chapman University tell-all or something.
Yeah.
He never even brought up Leibich and the dart.
That is a disgusting display of ignoring that episode.
Unbelievable. You can take it or leave it. Thank you, Ben. And I'm so sorry that your show got canceled. Just like during the filming of the afternoons, during this run, I had a show on TV and then I didn't. So there's that as well.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, listen,
in
all of this.
You got to meet old Smokey.
I actually was on an episode of the afternoons from a cab from Manhattan to Brooklyn.
That's right.
On a phone.
Talking on a phone. Yeah. It was spectacular. Look. I watched every episode. I watched the last 10 minutes of Forged by Fire for some reason because my DVR kept recording that. And then I watched your show religiously. You should have had a third season.
By now, we'd be on season 3. What are you going to do?
And
our buddy Video Clum Random chimes in with another super chat. Thank you so much. At the risk of Amanda zoning out, you have to tell us how Truffle Pumpers and Jessica Flash and the Green Bulb ended. Well.
All right. Yeah. So, and shout out to DeChamps with a super chat. No message, just a, hey, how you doing? We love that.
The Champs 2005. Is that the Chicago White Sox?
Chicago White Sox.
Champs 2005?
Yeah.
The Champs. So, now, Jessica Flash and the Green Bulb series finale.
Yeah.
Which was like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
They were one of the few shows that never stopped filming during the pandemic. They didn't believe that COVID was
just weird because they lost two cast members to COVID, got sick, and they didn't die. They just decided not to come back.
Yeah.
It was really weird. They kept going.
And they never really acknowledged the fact that they were just wearing masks, and then they weren't, and then they were, and then they weren't again. They just kept filming throughout. Yeah. You know, nothing big.
Yeah.
And what happened was in the penultimate episode, Ken,
Jessica Flash
loses her speed.
Yes.
Loses the ability to flash in and out of places.
Yep. It was a great scene. The alarm clock goes off. Sonny and Cher start singing.
Correct. The thing is, they weren't singing I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, they weren't singing I Got You, Babe. They were singing their unknown B-side called
Baby, I Got You.
Baby, I Got You. Old Man to Young Girl is the name of the song. And, I promised you to make your career. You pretended to love me so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that kept playing on her, and she kept pressing snooze. And then suddenly when she gets up, it's the next day. A day had passed, and in that time, mysteriously, she lost her powers.
Lost her powers. So the entire series finale was the bulb. As we've been known, she found the bulb was birthed out of dirt, right? Like he was a perennial plant. He was a bulb. That's where he found his power. The earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the green bulb. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Duh.
And when he came from the earth, his power was chlorophyll.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Absolutely. And this was all revealed when this mysterious character that had been showing up and leaving clues and hints
in and out
all through the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
Where it was revealed to be Danny DeVito as the gardener.
Correct. That had been looking for the bulb for years.
That's where I put you. That's what he said.
He's so little and energetic.
Yeah.
As the curtain fades. Mm-hmm. On Jessica Flash and the Green Bulb. And the sexual tension the last couple of years was not something we asked for.
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, we literally wrote into the show and said, please don't pair them together.
We don't want it. Because they were calling it the Fulb.
The Fulb.
It was their ship name.
Yeah, and there was that one episode called You Like Fuck Pictures, but the F was deleted out. And it was really distasteful. It was not appropriate for the times.
It truly was not.
No, we actually wrote in an actual letter writing campaign. We said, don't let them intercourse.
Yes, and unfortunately, nobody reads our letters.
No, who reads letters?
Who reads letters anymore?
I don't even read Ikaika's text to the next day.
So we pretty pretty spot on. And as the series finale ends and we're walking off into the sunset, nothing had happened with the bulb, with the green bulb, Jessica Flash, nothing.
Yeah.
As they're walking off, they look into each other's eyes and then they turn and they walk in opposite directions. Jessica Flash looks back and the green bulb trips over a curb and hits his face on a Citibank ATM. Yeah. And that's it.
And he dies.
And he dies.
And he dies. And the ATM spits out 20s.
20s. And onto his body.
Onto his body. And it's just that. And then you're in the background. You can always get what you want. But if you try sometime, boom, 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 you find boom. You get what? And it went to black.
Boom. Boom. Now, Truffle Pumpers, on the other hand.
Truffle Pumpers.
Now, that was... Now, that one, okay, well, here, let's get to a couple super chats. Vermont Mike with one, thank you so much. Saying hi, been a while, go Bearcats. Congrats, Cincinnati's awesome this year. They might go to a bowl game, or play the college football playoffs. Luke Fickell will probably be coaching at a bigger school eventually.
Oh, but Luke
for
Fickell.
Right now,
he's
for
great.
Right now. He was great in Truffle Pumper. And Michael Kautzer, is this a murder season two coming now? You are freed up? Possible.
Possible. Possible.
It's possible.
We'll do a documentary about that show.
Yeah.
about three episodes in, we looked at each other in recording. We're like, wow, we promised six of these.
We have no idea what's happening. Oh, the champ says he is talking about the White Sox. He wants some Bobby Jenks stories. I will tell you after.
Oh, yeah. I want one of those off air.
Yeah.
I didn't get those.
Also, another super chat. Brian's got some Mr. McClunky. Cheers, sucky in my bucket. It's been a long, busy couple of weeks at work, but thankful I have work. These times here, I'll miss. Thanks,
sucky in my bucky.
Sucky in my bucky.
Sucky in my bucky, yeah.
So Truffle
Bumpers.
The series finale.
Yeah.
Was a tough one. We both cried.
I cried. Yeah. I called Josh sobbing uncontrollably because they had, by this point, Ian McShane's character had died.
Yeah, Lord Hetherington.
Lord Hetherington. And he fell into that truffle pumping mill and got pumped into the truffles. And then accidentally got his daughter had gotten engaged to that character that showed up.
Well, so Lord Hetherington's daughter, the Dame of Hetherington.
Yes.
Married Miller von... Miller von Schlüssel.
Miller von Schlüssel.
Right, of the German von Schlüssel.
Played by, what was the guy? The guy from Inglourious Basterds, German sniper.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, oh, no, he played his father, but the Daniel Brühl.
Oh, Daniel Brühl played
correct. The Duschel.
Yeah, von Schlüssel.
Von Schlüssel.
And Miller von Schlüssel. And they decided on the day of the wedding is when Lord Hetherington was sucked into the truffle mill.
Yeah, and so they decided to have the wedding done anyways.
Anyway.
And then that night at dinner, accidentally, they all got served Lord Hetherington for dinner.
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, this tastes weird. This is awful. And then in walked Lord Hetherington's biggest enemy.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes! We're bawling our eyes out.
I mean, crying.
We're bawling because his daughter...
Has no idea.
Is eating her father in a truffle pumped meal.
They don't even know. It was a shepherd's pie full of truffle pumping.
Yes.
The whole kingdom was there.
Yeah.
Not knowing that, like the Red Wedding of sorts.
Yeah. Well, and so his rival popped in. And, of course, his rival is played by Charles Dance, who's Tywin Lannister.
Of course.
And so he comes in and just everyone turns to him because, like, who invited him? And Lord Stahl,
he went by just Lord
Stahl, Lapel. And they turn around, they're like, who invited Lord Stahl, Lapel? And he just said, everyone enjoying the truffles. And everyone's like, they're pretty good. He's like, it's Lord Hetherington. And we were
Been pumped.
Yeah. And then he turned around and walked away.
Yes. And that was it.
And they didn't resolve that.
They didn't resolve it. Everybody's crying. The wedding is ruined. Lord Lapel gets his final thing. Little did we know that the entire time we had watched Truffle Pumpers, Lapel was actually the good guy. Lord Hetherington, the whole time, was the bad guy. It was like a Breaking Bad flip.
Yeah, it's a flip. But the flippity-doo.
Yeah.
But I've heard rumors that they are going to Truffle Pumpers the movie. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Peacock.
Peacock. That makes sense.
Which is, yeah, I don't even have Peacock.
I'll get you Mike's login.
Thank you. Okay. I don't need to watch Friends anymore. I'm good.
You got it. You memorized them all. Yeah. Yeah. But both shows, I think, the series themselves, solid 8s out of 10, both of them. Mm-hmm. The series finale, like most series finale, were solid 6s. Mm-hmm. You know? I will enjoy those shows.
I'll miss Truffle Pumpers.
I'm going to get the Blu-ray set. I'm not going to do that.
You're not
going to
get the Blu-ray set?
No, I'll have JT get them for me.
JT will pick them up in a bargain bin somewhere for you.
I'm sure he kike saw them at a bargain bin at a Radio Shack outlet store.
Well, that's actually the job he kike has got now.
Yeah.
He's going to be floor manager of a Radio Shack in Gilroy.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. How many RC cars are you going to stack?
It's actually a Sam Goody on a radio show.
Oh, Sam Goody.
My bad.
Apologize.
Damon R. 1974 says, thank you, Josh, Ken, Amanda, and Rosie for always giving me that late week smile, the afternoon's brat. I think I'm going to listen to the show from the beginning. Yeah,
they're still be up.
Fun re-listen.
Yeah, shows won't go anywhere.
No.
Active income. By that, I mean, 12 cents. Probably come our way.
Yeah.
Inactive income.
Some of that mail money.
I don't know, man. All my crypto took a dive today.
It did take a dive. Just got to hold on to it.
Dylan says, just left Doghouse. Got some dandruff shampoo. We evolve. I love, this is the best. This is the new show. Follow Dylan around LA.
He goes Doghouse to House Dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a.
What's your favorite hot dog chain restaurant?
Is Portillo's considered a chain?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you know what it is? It's the in Pittsburgh we have something called the Brighton Hot Dog Shop.
Love that.
And there's like 3 locations.
I love that.
So that's considered a chain, right?
Yeah. I like Cupid's.
It's the best hot dog.
Cupid's hot dogs. It's like Pink's.
Okay.
There's some spots in the valley.
Okay.
The hot dogs are wrapped in football leather. Kidding. It's the worst shit in the world. Go to Wiener Schnitzel.
Der Wiener Schnitzel?
I've only been
to Der Wiener Schnitzel once in Huntington Beach, and I sat in the drive-thru alone.
Yeah.
Wasn't a great night.
Passive income is
Passive income.
Kyle Harlow.
Yeah.
Hey, Kaika, you're holding up your paddle.
What do you got?
Wiener Schnitzel is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had Casper's before?
Casper's?
No. I've seen the movie Casper.
Yeah, what's
Devin
explained?
Sawa.
Yeah, oh, yeah, good.
This is what they look like when they're still around. They look like they're stuck in the 60s.
Oh,
those listening, it looks like one of those restaurants. It's like made out of a barn.
Welcome to Casper's. We are here making the hot dog. We also have Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, wow. It's like a.
But we have also
wood
like.
Paneling box.
It's when you come in, you can either take it or leave it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, look at that.
Mm.
Now I'm hungry.
I had that breakfast taco from 7-Eleven when I came over here. And now I wish I didn't. Now I wish I was getting in my car, driving to that Wiener Schnitzel across from the old NBC studios where the Tonight Show used to be filmed.
Mm-hmm.
You ever go to that Wiener Schnitzel? Yeah.
No, I've never been to that Wiener Schnitzel. I've never been to that studio.
Hard to park. Yeah. Studio's great. Wiener Schnitzel, probably even better.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Josh make Ken try Portillo's in the afternoons? Yeah, we like made it here.
Yeah.
I can't have the bun at Portillo's because of the daggum poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds.
But I do, like the naked dog is fine. I don't know. I just want a chili cheese dog that tastes like chili and cheese and not a hot dog.
Mm.
That's my dream. I don't like the taste of hot dogs, to be honest with you.
They're remember the stand?
Yes.
It's still there. There's a good chain. It's a good chain. Yeah. Good restaurant. That used to be the pre-Schmoes No meetup when we were at the house, at the AfterBuzz house.
Yeah.
And then it was a race.
Pre-show.
Because after show would be Chili's.
Chili's.
Pre-show, often we'd meet over there and get the hot dogs. There would be like maybe 6 of us there, all of us in our own cars. And there would be a quiet, unspoken race to get over to the studio bathroom first. And every time it'd be like Harloff, Ellis, Rubicaba, Cody, JT, or something like that. JT, of course, was on a scooter. You had to get over. And we'd just be like, all right, well, I think I'm gonna get over there. I think I'm going first. I'll see you. No. Good.
You better move it.
Gotta move it.
I would never meet at the stand because I was always coming from somewhere that and it took me so long because you guys lived in the valley. It was so nice for you. It took me so long to get to that AfterBuzz studio at that time of day. I always would just eat like a whole thing of popcorn, like not like a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would the whole actual popcorn machine. I would eat like a whole rack of popcorn.
Yeah, we got in trouble.
Yeah, we did.
And then there was that night, one of the hottest women in the world, I walked into the bathroom afterwards and mm-hmm. never, that changed my life.
Changed life forever. I can still smell it.
Never seen her the same way again.
No, you never will.
It won't reveal.
Ever.
Sober Scooter, that's a funny bit. Kyle, I've never had Sonic hot dog.
Is this good? Is Sonic hot dogs good?
I never had their chili dogs, but like their other ones that they have. They have Coney Island and they have like a Chicago one. Okay. They're really good. I
want to try this. A Costco dog, because I hear it's the best one around. But
well, the Polish dog was the best one, and they don't have that anymore.
Meat for a snack was one of our hashtags we used for a long time. Remember, that was our idea, was to do stand up in front of a 7-Eleven with tables and meat for a snack.
Oh, meat for a snack.
And it was just going to be meat and meat. It was a pun.
I would talk to the guy who works over at the 7-Eleven across the street from us, from the studio, mm-hmm. and try to talk to him. And all he would do, I love the guy Jimmy. He has an accent, so I'm not gonna do the accent. But he'd just be like, "Brother, I want to sing, man." Literally every time. Hey, yeah, we do a show up there. Have me up, man. I want to sing, man. Every time.
We don't sing.
I handed him the stack of Futility the Game business cards. Uh-huh. He looked at them all. I said, "Yeah, put them right here on the counter." He just stuck them by the cigarettes. I found them. I was there. I was like, this is my cards.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Dylan Barry said, at Yard House in Burbank, they got a good happy hour, ? Where should I go, ? My driver has to wrap at 8. Well, I think they have a happy hour. I know Barney's has a happy hour, and I know Wood Ranch has a happy hour. You can get to any of those within that area.
You know what?
Don't go to Islands.
I was just going to say, underrated happy hour, Islands.
Oh, well, then go to Islands.
You get that bag, that basket of chips they got.
Yes.
The salsa. And you're always going to find 8 chips cold and stuck together.
Yeah.
And then you peel them apart slowly. Mm-hmm. Mm, that's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need to trim my beard because every sip of I take here, I look like one of those ice fishermen on an A&E show with ice just dripping from my face.
You would make a really good Ice Road Truckers or a Deadliest Catch guy just for one season.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. You ever see me on a boat?
Nope.
Yeah, ever see me at a pool?
Yeah, but wait. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Those ones, you don't have to take off your shirt. You like have all the clothes on. You got like big outfits.
It's swimming itself. Okay. I'm not a strong swimmer.
I got it.
And I've thought about as a kid, I kind of wanted to be a trucker. I was obsessed with trucks. Mm. The big trucks as a kid.
That math checks out.
And I love driving for long distance mm-hmm. by myself, right? Not saying a word, just open mm-hmm. road. Listen. But I don't think, man, I just don't. I had to drive my friend's Suburban for a while.
It's a lot of car.
That's a lot of car. Yeah. That's a lot of truck.
No wonder our friend Jessica Hall crashed her car coming onto a positivity report.
Because she
got a Suburban. It's too much car.
Jessica.
Too much car. Just too much.
I gotta head over. It reminds me. I gotta head back over to Sugar Taco.
Sugar Taco. I keep trying to pitch a man to that place, and it's not
good. Really. Yeah. It's so. It's so good. It's really so good.
Right.
Cheddar's no longer serve the Onion Ring Tower. What?
That's BS.
Kate Van D.
I hate onion rings. Straight up hate them. But I give props to Onion Ring Towers. I hate onion rings. Love the Bloomin' Onion. Love it. A Bloomin' Onion might be the greatest appetizer ever made might on be. The planet.
I understand life is a series of complicated dichotomies and whatnots. What makes you hate onion rings? I'm not judging. I'm asking.
I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because every time you bite an onion ring,
yeah.
I first of all don't like onions at all. I think it's the dipping sauce of the Bloomin' Onion that makes me like the Bloomin' Onion. To be honest with you, and like the flavoring of the deep fry. Mm-hmm. A classic onion ring, you bite into it, the onion is on fire, then the onion doesn't break, and you pull the onion out, and then all you've got is the breading. It's a worthless piece of, just give me a french fry. If I'm going to take the calories, the fried fry, just give me a french fry.
I don't disagree with you. This might be shocking to any of you who've seen me in person and my gut.
You're barrel chested.
Yeah, I wish that's where the barrel stopped. An onion ring is great in theory to me.
It's a cool idea.
An idea.
Yes.
And then, you bite it, and then the onion falls out like a snake leaving a cave.
Thank you.
And you're left with just heartburn in the form of, like, this breaded...
And more than likely, 2 second-degree burns on your mouth and hands.
Yes, it's like that time I literally burnt my lip off with pizza rolls. Like, come on.
I worked at an onion ring stand at a rib fest in Pittsburgh for 3 straight days. Never even touched an onion ring to eat. They were like, what do you want for lunch, onion rings or onion rings? Like, I'm going to go find some ribs.
There's a controversy blowing up in chat here.
Oh, no.
Kate Van D and Will McClain both say onion ring, french fry, and they have the more than, greater than.
No way.
To the onion ring.
Sorry. I don't say this often. you're wrong.
You're wrong.
It's not like a right. It's not an opinion. This is an. Yeah. This is not subjective. This is an objective thing. French fries are better than onion rings.
Anka Van Dorn says, no, don't like union rings, which are actually, so she has different views on marriage than other people.
I love a good union ring. Onion rings, no.
And union Kate says, rings. Try it with leeks. What was this, a horror movie?
Hey, it's Freak on a Leak. No. It's you're wrong. It's the George Costanza like frog is wrong.
Frog is okay? Wrong.
Onion
frog
rings is wrong. Are wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Curly fries greater than onion rings, says the Good People Association. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All fries are better than onion rings. Onion rings are the like I stepped in a puddle and my shoe is wet for the rest of the day at Six Flags.
Oh yeah. Food. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah,
they'll get you like a tower of rings. No. Yard House has them.
Yes.
And the waiters bring them out and everyone looks. Look at that tower of onion rings. Oh my God. One's the size of a tire.
Yeah. The next one's the size of a thumbnail.
Yeah. Look at any of those tables as they get ready to leave.
They're all
two of the three of the 19 onion rings eaten. The rest left.
Onion rings is the most wasted food. Around. You order it, you're like, ugh, these things stink. I dip in a little bit of ketchup. I burn my mouth. I don't like onions. Goodbye.
Yep. Yep. Green bean fries. I don't know what green bean fries are, but I'm willing to try because I do like green beans.
Yeah, that's, like fried green beans or fried zucchini, fried calamari, that kind of stuff.
Baxter's favorite treat is green beans. It's crazy.
I get a meatball sub with onion rings, cut the meatballs in half, and put it on the onion rings and eat it like an appetizer. It's still a waste. I don't.
I mean, I'm taking in this, Mark, I kind of, what do you call this? What do you call this?
Onion balls?
Remember, do you ever go to a Cold Stone Creamery?
Yeah.
So that you can mix ice cream. You order what you want, ice cream. I want chocolate chip, vanilla, put in brownies, and then they have you put up on the wall your flavor, and if they like it, they say, name it, and all the people, so...
The knapsack.
No. I created one, and I tried to call it anal sex, and they wouldn't let me do it. It was at a different part of my life. It was like an edgelord, wannabe edgelord days.
Oh, man. Ken.
Yeah.
An edgelord.
What was in it?
Never you mind. Okay? Yeah. No, it was Crunch Bar, brownie, mixed in with just vanilla ice cream. It was plain and simple.
Nate M says, semi-relevant, pierogies are better than both. Pierogies are
pierogies. My grandma, my late grandma used to make some great pierogies. Love those. Mm-hmm. Potato, meat, onion.
A little bit of cheese.
Dipped in grease.
Oh, so good.
Dipped in oil.
When we were a kid, my mom would just like make those for dinner. I was like, I'm pretty sure this isn't healthy, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, tater tots are popular around here.
Tater tots are the jam.
King's Pork House's fried okra is also a damn treat.
It's pretty good. I like fried okra.
King's Pork, I'm going to say this for the last time. Get out of here. Just leave.
You can take it or leave it.
I can't wait the next time I happen to be in Johnson City, Tennessee, and I finally meet King's Pork Cal at a Hooters.
Oh, man, I can't wait. We got to go somewhere inappropriate where Cal can't get canceled.
Even at Hooters, like, sir...
Sir,
could you comment down about the Hooters?
Yeah, he's up the clutch there with the compliment and calling everybody sweetheart. Love you, Cal.
Seriously.
You're the best.
We're about ready to wrap this all up to put this to bed. A proper Viking funeral, which means Kaika's going to shoot a flaming arrow at the both of us. He'll shoot it at this desk. It'll just, this would probably catch fire immediately.
Immediately. There's so much lacquer on this damn thing. Michael Katzer says, any flapjack opinions? Yeah, pancakes are funkin' delicious. They're unreal.
Love pancakes. More than pancakes, I love syrup. Problem is, for me, two bites into pancakes, and I'm full.
No, because it's a cake. You're eating a cake.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, but right now, a diner pancake sounds amazing. I'm so hungry.
Remember that time we got drunk at the Comedy Store? And you and I weren't as close friends yet.
Yes.
But we stumbled to that train car.
A hot dog, Carnahan's. Carney's. Carnahan's.
It's like two train cars to convert into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Which every town has, Royal Grande has one of that. Yeah. I swear there's been a murder in there. And we went there, and we each had like three chili dogs each at 2 in the morning.
Oh, so good. We did it.
That's when I knew I loved
it. I was so hungry and drunk that I ate like part of the paper bag with the hot dog.
And what's funny is I wasn't that drunk, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to pretend I am to eat all these hot dogs.
Another wrong opinion, Will McLean, the legend who we love, our first backer of futility, waffles are greater than pancakes. Will, again, wrong. But you're
Kings
good.
Park House says, bless your heart. Just DM me. You can come stay at the house. a hotel, which I've already said fuck on the show once today. Cal, I'm going to tell you something from the bottom of my heart. I won't be staying at your house.
We love you, Cal. I'm not staying at your house. Sounds very nice.
Holiday Inn Express I'll be at.
Yeah. Or near, I'll just stay above the Hooters in the office.
Near the Tri-Cities Airport. will we be able to buy Futility on the GPA website? Kim A has...
No.
No.
Probably
it's going to be its own entity.
It'll be its own entity. I'm hoping that it's just not... It'll just be available at stores or online or somewhere, and somebody takes it over. That's the goal.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're working on that.
If you send us, you know, money plus the shipping right now, like $55 to $60,
right,
I'll make sure you get a game. You just got to email me, futilitythegame@gmail.com. Send in the money, and I'll make sure that you send me your name, address, and I'll make sure a game gets to you.
Absolutely. Streamlab, very generous Streamlabs from Curbside Profit. Used to listen to the show every time I was out in the duck clubs or the swampy golf courses killing mosquitoes. I don't know what this means, but I'll be missing the audible laughs when I'm knee-deep in algae and mud. Love y'all. Curbside Profit, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, the key part of that sentence was used to listen.
Mm-hmm. Great work. Thank you.
No.
We got one person, and it's not a super chat, but we have to give a shout-out to one of our favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesse Roach says, damn it, I'm late, but it's the end of an era. Jesse Roach, just like your fourth album, End of an Era.
Perfect way to end this show, Josh, is... That album from Jesse Roach, End of the Era. And you remember that song? It's track 11, the final track. Mm. It's a tearjerker.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
It's like, it starts off with a slow guitar, like a.
We had a ride. It was a long ride. We were in a car together. Found love together. Didn't get very far, but we didn't go anywhere together. But we have to say goodbye.
It's the end of an era.
We've got to get on down the road.
It's the end of an era.
We might not want to go, but it's time for us, you know.
End of an era.
And then she just, it was just crescendo, and everyone's crying. She used to close the show, close that tour. It was a great stuff. It was great stuff. So, Jesse Roach, thank you. Joshy Poshy, Puddin' and Pie, Kenneth, we've been through it a lot.
We really
4 years.
4 years.
Remember when we looked at each other when we don't have jobs?
Should we do a podcast?
Yeah. And now here it is 4 years later. I'm looking at you going, hey, we don't have jobs. Let's figure out something else to do. Let's do it. It's been fun hanging out with Josh for 4 years. A special thanks to the man who came over to produce the show about a year ago, Ikaika Shively. Oh, and I was like, hey, man, guess what? You're going to have to press record and just give some music. It's going to be a little more complicated than you're normally used to over there. And he absolutely owned it because that's what he does over here. So, Ikaika, thank you for being part of the Afternoons family as well.
Yeah. And thank you all for listening, for watching, for everything in between. We love you all very much. I love you, Ken.
Love you, brother.
I love my wife.
I love your
daughter.
Wife, too.
And for all the memories, for everything. Memories.
Yes, for everything. This track will be available. You can just also get it. It's a free track that you could find on Audio Jungle or something. Joshy,
Kenneth,
for one last time.
One last time.
This has been the Afternoons with Josh, Kenneth, Amanda, and Rosie, and Ikaika. A silly look at a serious world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken. It's always the Afternoons.